reporters it will announce the results of Monday's presidential election soon, adding,
"The commission would like to also state that it condemns in strongest terms the incidences of yesterday. These incidences, which led to loss of human life, are regrettable, and they should have been avoided."
By law, the commission has 5 days from Monday's election to release the results. The remains of presumed U.S. service members returned from North Korea are now in Hawaii for DNA testing. Korean War veteran Herbert Schreiner says families went through a tough time awaiting for news on their missing relatives.
"They'll be praying and saying, geez, I hope my father comes back. I hope my uncle comes back. I hope my brother comes back." That's, to me, is very emotional, because I can see the people when they get the text or letter saying that we have found so-and-so, and if we will send you the remains, and you can bury him where you want to.
China's foreign minister took aim Thursday at U.S. threats to hike tariffs. Wang Yi said that this is a globalized world, and 60% of Chinese exports to the United States are made by foreign-invested companies, including American firms in China. Wang's comments come after the U.S. Trade Representative announced Wednesday it was considering raising import duties on $200 billion of Chinese goods by 25% instead of 10%. This is VOA News. Apple has become the world's first publicly traded company to be valued at $1 trillion. The milestone marks